Welcome to the Daily Marketing Move. I'm Mason Reed, and this is the weekday podcast for solopreneurs and small business owners who want practical marketing ideas in plain English. Each episode is built to give you one useful idea you can understand quickly and use right away. Let's get into today's marketing move. Here's a fact that usually annoys people. Likes and follows don't pay the bills, but comments often do if you treat them like conversations instead of applause. Too many creators leave comments as decoration, a thumbs up, and move on. That's a missed chance to build real leads from the posts you already publish. Today's topic is the comment-to-client routine, a short, repeatable script and workflow to convert social comments into qualified conversations without sounding spammy. I'll give you one three-line reply you can paste today, a permission-first move to DM, a micro-resource link example, and a follow-up sequence to protect trust. One script, one workflow, one action you can try before tomorrow. Let's break that down. First, classify every comment into one of three simple types: question, praise, or objection. That classification tells you what your reply should do: answer, reinforce, or resolve. And it keeps you from writing long, wandering replies that go nowhere. Second, use a three-line public reply every time. Line 1 acknowledges the person and their comment. Line 2 adds a tiny bit of value, an answer, a clarification, or a short helpful tip. Line 3 asks a permission-based next step. Can I DM a quick resource? That permission keeps the move respectful and reduces the spammy feeling. Third, when they say yes or respond privately, send a short DM with the micro-resource link or scheduling option and one clear next step. The micro-resource should be tiny, one page, one checklist, a short video, not a full course. Give immediate value so they feel helped before you ask for an email or a booked call. Okay, real examples. Imagine you posted a short video about pricing packages, and three people commented. First comment: how do you price hourly versus package? That's a question. Use this public reply: great question. Pricing depends on outcome, not time. A quick rule: price your package based on the result it delivers, not the hours it takes. Can I DM a one-page pricing checklist that makes this easy? Second comment: I love this, so helpful. That's praise. Reply publicly like this: thanks, I'm glad it helped. If you want a simple template to use for your next price page, can I DM it over to you? This shows appreciation, offers more value, and asks permission to continue the conversation privately. Third comment: this won't work for my niche, I tried it. That's an objection. Acknowledge first, then lower the heat. Totally valid. Niches vary. In my experience, the framing matters more than the tactics. Can I DM a 2-minute note with one tweak you can try this week? That response keeps the tone curious rather than defensive and opens a private space for a constructive back and forth. When they say yes, your DM should be short and useful. Here's a template DM. Thanks for saying yes. Here's the checklist I mentioned. Link. If any item seems unclear, reply here and I'll walk you through it. If you want, I can also send a short calendar link to book a 15-minute review. Do not copy every service page into the DM. Keep it focused and helpful. Now the follow-up. If they click the micro-resource, send one value-first follow-up 48 hours later. Hi. Curious how the checklist worked for you. Any one thing you want help with? If they don't respond, stop after that single follow-up. You're protecting trust by not pestering, and you leave room for future engagement. Here's a quick checklist you can screenshot and use. 1. Scan new comments and tag them as question, praise, or objection. 2. Reply publicly with the three-line script. Acknowledge, add one-line value, permission to DM. 3. If they accept, DM the micro-resource plus one clear next step. 4. One follow-up in 48 hours, then stop. 5. Track three fields: post URL, commenter handle, next step. Limit your daily quota to 3 to 5 comments so it's sustainable. Templates again, in short form so you can copy-paste. Public three-line reply: thanks, name. Short answer, one-liner answer. Can I DM a quick checklist that shows the steps? DM template: Thanks, here's the checklist. Link. Reply if you want a quick walkthrough, or I can send a 15-minute calendar link. Micro resource idea. A one-page PDF or a 90-second screen recording that solves one tiny problem.
A few risk notes and quick mitigations. You might come off pushy if you skip the permission step, so always ask before sliding into DMs. The routine can become time-consuming, so stick to the daily quota and use templates. And tracking? Keep a tiny sheet with the post link, commenter, date, and next step, so you can follow up without losing opportunities.
Here's today's marketing move. Pick one recent post that had at least 3 comments. Reply to up to 5 comments using the 3-line script. Ask permission to DM the micro resource. Then move 2 positive responses to DM and send the checklist link. Track each conversation in a single row on a sheet. Your goal for today? Get one meaningful conversation that could become an email signup or a booked call. Let's make this simple.
If this works, tell me one quick result. Share whether you got a reply or a booking. I read these, and I'll use feedback to refine future moves. Follow the show so you get a new daily move tomorrow, and share this episode with one friend who posts but struggles to get real conversations from their comments. The goal is not to do more marketing. The goal is to do better marketing. And this routine is meant to do exactly that.
Thanks for listening to the Daily Marketing Move. I'm Mason Reed, and I hope today's episode gave you one clear idea you can put to work right away. If you found this helpful, be sure to follow the show so you don't miss the next episode. And until next time, keep it simple, keep it clear, and make your next marketing move count.